Jeffrey Law.
Let's talk some football with our friend John McClain, who writes for the HoustonTexans.com. He also is a longtime NFL insider. And, John, it's good to have you back on the show. Everybody's expectations now about these rookie quarterbacks looks at C.J. Stroud. And he's kind of the standard now, right? Regardless of what's going to happen in Chicago or anywhere else that drafted quarterbacks. We drafted one in Michael Penix, even though he probably won't play this year. Can anybody do what C.J. Stroud did last year as a rookie at the quarterback position?
Carl, it's so unfair to expect that. Everybody's expecting Caleb Williams, the first overall pick, to lead the Bears from worst to first. Maybe he will. But to have a rookie go in with those kind of expectations, to me, is very unrealistic. Nobody thought this last year was Stroud. At this point, Davis Mills was the returning starter. D'Amico Ryans, first-year head coach, would not even mention Stroud as the starter, even though we knew he would be, for the first game until the week before the game. Mm. Now, Stroud knew it, and we knew it, but he just didn't make it official. And so I don't think it's fair to a player like that. I don't think it's fair to the coach. People ask what coaches are on the hot seat. I put Matt Eberflus number one. Right. The reason is because the expectations are so high and unrealistic. And, yes, they've added talent around Caleb Williams. And they had a great draft, had a great free agency. But, man, oh, man, the Bears fans are all pumped up about it. Maybe they will indeed do what the Texans did, but a lot of things have to go right, starting with the way he's coached. Mm.
Shane Waldron the right fit there, John, because he worked with Geno Smith and he worked in Seattle, or do you think it's better for what you got in D.C. when you got Cliff Kingsbury working with Jaden Daniels?
Cliff Kingsbury is a Jaden Daniels type coach. He's coached a lot of quarterbacks in college at Texas Tech. Then he went, of course, to Arizona and then to USC. And he has a really good track record with the quarterbacks, not winning. Mm-hmm. Now, Shane Waldron, I don't know enough about him. You know, if you look, right. Oh, he coached Geno Smith. Big deal. What's Geno Smith done? The thing is, Dan Quinn is going to give the offense to Cliff Kingsbury. Matt Eberflus, those are defensive coaches, is going to give that offense to Shane Waldron. You're not going to be able to blame it on an offensive-oriented head coach like, say, they do in Dallas with Mike McCarthy when Dak Prescott doesn't play well, especially in the playoffs.
John, I know you know everybody there in Dallas. I want to ask you about that situation because Mike and I were talking about $60 million potentially for Dak Prescott. Are the Cowboys going to do this once camp starts?
They better get it done because I was in the Metroplex two times last month, and all the talk on the talk shows, in the newspapers, online, it was all about the contracts, not about the season, not about training camp. All contracts all the time. Now, there's no way they're going to walk away from Dak Prescott. Jerry Jones, I think, is going to turn 82. He's not going to start over. He's not taking a dip in the fountain of youth. He wants it to work for Prescott. Mike McCarthy will be gone before Prescott's gone. We're not going to see CeeDee Lamb, but what they'll do is say they give CeeDee Lamb $100 million guaranteed and say, okay, you're fined $4 million. We can't forgive it. Mm-hmm. But how about we give you $104 million guaranteed? Mm-hmm. So there's the extra $4 million. So everybody making such a big deal out of a guy being fined $4 million for missing all that, they make it back in spades. And right now, I would get Dak done first, but he's holding all the cards. He's got Jerry Jones by the footballs, and he's squeezing.
John, we thought with the new CBA, it's the general, by the way, John McClain, was you recognize the voice from NFL Films. We thought that, like, with the new CBA, that if you held out, you were going to lose that money. You're saying they'll still find a way to get it back to you.
Oh, yeah, you can lose that money. It can come out of your next contract, but you'll always get it back. All they got to do is give you another $4 million in your contract. Hmm. Nobody can say, oh, well, they were going to give him 100, and all of a sudden it's 104 or 105. So, no. It's like Nick Bosa did it last year. Do you think he whined about missing that $4 million or whatever it was. I don't think so.
Yeah, good point. We are counting down to the start of training camps, guys, just a few weeks away as we go around the NFL with our buddy John McClain. Here's the interesting thing for me as we talk about Jordan Love, and I don't know what you think about the Packers. He's got a young wide receiving core, I think the youngest in the NFL. And then, you know, half these guys were hurt last year. And speaking of the Cowboys, they go in there, he does work, and everybody thinks that Jordan Love is going to take the next step. Do you agree with that? Do you feel like he's going to be one of these top 10 quarterbacks this season?
I don't know if he'd be top 10 this season. If he's not, he'll be close. He really came on last year. Remember in 2022, the Packers need receivers. It's so unfair what they're doing with Aaron Rodgers. Wouldn't give him any receivers. And Brian Gutekunst, the general manager, and Matt LaFleur, the coach, all of a sudden they had these wideouts who started to blossom, and they blossomed the same time Love did. And so, yeah, I think – what we saw of him last going into Arlington and humiliating the Cowboys, I think he's right on the precipice of being top 10. Thing is, there's so many good quarterbacks out there right now, and I feel bad for teams that don't have them. Texans had one, and Deshaun Watson, that just came apart. And then they came back, got C.J. Stroud. And I can't wait to see what these young guys continue to do. And one of the things I like about the Texans schedule that is brutal, absolutely brutal, is all the great quarterbacks Stroud's going to be going up against. He's going to be up against Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, Caleb Williams, Tua Tagovailoa. It is a murderer's row, which means it's going to be so much fun because – there's talk, well, these defensive coordinators who become head coaches are going to run the ball more, and they're going to go back to playing the way they used to. Well, if you're going to pay a quarterback $50 million a year, why would you run the ball all the time?
John McClain is with us, guys, from the formerly Houston Chronicle radio host, now with the Houston Texans website. John, we play the Steelers in week one. What is Russell Wilson going to be in Pittsburgh?
If you look at Wilson's statistics from last season, they're pretty good other than his average per attempt, which was terrible. You're going to see a guy that is going to throw a lot of short passes. He's not going to hurt you with the run the way he used to. Seattle got rid of him for a reason. Pete Carroll, Hall of Fame coach, he got rid of him. Sean Payton, Hall of Fame coach, gone after 1 year. And now Mike Tomlin will be a Hall of Fame coach. Mike Tomlin thinks he can do it with him, and maybe he will, but it's got to be the focus on defense, on a running game. But I'll guarantee you it's only a matter of time before Justin Fields is starting for the Steelers.
Wow.
I feel the same way. I do, John. Let me ask you about these wide receiver contracts. Mike and I played a soundbite earlier from Tyreek Hill. Yeah. And he was talking about, hey, he's happy for all the guys, including Jefferson, who got paid. And then he said in the soundbite, by the way, I'm looking for a new deal. And he just got a deal. And I'm like, where is this going with wide receivers at 30, 35 mil a season? And the Dolphins are paying both of their guys. And now you have Tyreek Hill saying, I'm looking for a new deal.
What the Dolphins are doing, you know, the Eagles paid two wideouts big money. The Dolphins are paying, if they pay Tyreek Hill, and right now he had 1,700 something yards last year.
Yeah.
Their offense was number one. They were number one in passing. Tua Tagovailoa stayed healthy for the first time in his career. Now, Hill's there. I'm guessing they will do something to try to appease him, give him some money that he had coming later now. Because the contracts, when they're signed, you got to look at what's going on in the first 3 years, not what's going on the last two or three years, to see who's got the most. And right now, it's hard to justify paying anybody more than him. And that includes Justin Jefferson, who was hurt last year and is going to have at some point this season a rookie quarterback in J.J. McCarthy. Is Justin Jefferson more valuable with J.J. McCarthy and a team that's not considered a playoff team as opposed to the Dolphins, who think they're a Super Bowl team with the possibility of winning the AFC East?
What? Real quick follow-up, what's the deal on Diggs there now that he's in Houston? I'm curious.
Well, they love Diggs. He's been working out with C.J. Stroud. He says all the right things. There was a video, if y'all saw it, him falling off a yoga machine. And as I told people here when they ran it, well, at least you know he's working. And work has never been a problem with Diggs. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a problem when he went to Minnesota, Buffalo. He was a problem when he wore out his welcome because he wanted the ball. And I've got a column I'm about to write for HoustonTexans.com about ball distribution. How are you going to keep everybody happy? Well, somehow Stroud did it at Ohio State, and I'm sure he's going to do it again here.
It is John McClain with us, guys, from HoustonTexans.com. Is Brandon Ayuk going to get paid? Because we just talked about the other wide receivers. It doesn't seem like they want to pay Samuel and him because they just paid McCaffrey.
I saw a stat the other day that since McCaffrey was there, they have thrown the ball 51% of the time. If you're going to throw the ball 51% of the time, you're going to invest all that money in your wideouts and your tight end. I think they drafted a receiver in the first round because they know this is going to be the last year with Ayuk. You can't pay everybody. They paid McCaffrey. They're going to have to pay Purdy a fortune next year. So I think this will be Ayuk's last season with the Niners.
Great stuff, John, as always. Really appreciate you stopping by. I know you're excited for another start of the NFL season. I mean, hell, we've done camps, right? But we're excited about the season as always. It's good to talk with you.
Let me tell you what I'm excited about.
What's that?
The Astros were 10 games out of first place on June 18th, and now they're 3 games out of first place on whatever today is. Guys, thank you very much, as always.
Appreciate it.